Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. I'm just looking at our Word right now and looking to see. We don't have a lot more to go before we can say we have read the entire Bible in 1 year. Wow. All I can say is, wow. Won't God do it? His word in a year. And all I can say is, wow. Father God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your wonderful word. Lord, I ask you, as we get ready to go forth in your word this morning, Father, please increase as we decrease. Let these wonderful words, Lord God, that proceed out of my mouth be acceptable in your holy and majestic sight. For, Lord, there is none like you. You are Alpha and Omega. You are our beginning, and you are our end. And, Lord, we are your humble children. You are the source of our strength, our hope, our faith, and our peace. Father God, I thank you this morning for this word. And I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, my friend. And I thank you, Lord God, and ask that you allow the Holy Spirit to fill me up, Lord, as I speak this word, that it touches someone's heart, mind, or spirit. And spirit, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. The word that I received this morning, and I tried to walk around it, and it says, fear not, peace be to you, be strong. Yes, be strong. So many times, we think we're being strong when we're being weak. But when we're weak, he is strong. And our strength comes from the Lord. As we get ready to finish up this Daniel word this morning, God willing, I tell you, talk about somebody having to be strong, having to be courageous, having to have a peace and a calmness of spirit. It was Daniel. You know, as we go over Daniel again, our little word book, and Daniel, faithful to God in a challenging setting, Daniel is blessed. Talk about some folks going through. You have the three Hebrew boys thrown in a fiery furnace. You have Daniel thrown in a den of lions, having to interpret dreams, not of one king, but three. Having to deal with peace. Having to deal with the he said, she said crowd. And we are going to tell on him because we're trying to get him because we're jealous. Jealousy, a horrible thing. But Daniel had to deal with all of that. But he had to be strong. He couldn't walk in fear. He had to walk in a peace that only could come from God and be strong and get strength that only could come from God. All through Daniel, he is given visions of what is to come. not in his time, but in possibly our time, or in possibly our children, our children's children's time. But no man knows the day or the hour that the Lord God is coming back and that Jesus is coming on a cloud with the angels of heaven. No one knows the day or the time, only God. All we can do is patiently wait and read our word. Because when you read and study the word, you realize it's here to give us hope in a future, to know that if we do what we're supposed to do, live right, pray, believe with every part of our being that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He was with the Hebrew boys in the furnace. When the king looked in and said, hey, didn't we put in three? There's four, and one is the Son of God. Daniel in the lion's den. Angel of the Lord was with me. He kept their mouth closed. We got to know that in our hardest times, God is with us too. He's with us too. Loving us, caring about us, and wanting the best for us. That's God. And we're blessed beyond measure to know who we belong to. We belong to the Most High God. And I say this with every fiber of my being. He loves us beyond measure because we belong to him. And the one thing that Daniel did, he prayed three times a day. Come on now. Some of us, if we pray once, it's a blessing in it. Don't pray to tell God thank you that he woke you up this morning. Don't pray to tell God through your day, thank you for giving me the new day. Don't pray over the food that God provides. Don't pray over the bills that God pays. Don't pray over anything or pray for anyone. God wants us to be prayer warriors because we are fighting in a war against the wiles of the enemy. And the Lord wants us to be better and to know that we are loved and special. We belong to him and he belongs to us. Trusting in God in all things. Believing in God in everything. And knowing that it will all work out for our good. Why? Because we are children of the Most High God. And we got work to do. We have work to do. Go to work. Let's get into our word so it permeates our hearts, it permeates our minds, and it permeates our spirits. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in his name. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans in the first year of his reign. I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord God and make requests by application with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes as I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face as it is this day. To the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off in all the countries to which you have driven them because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven, such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all the disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, and that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore, the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord, our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplication, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. Oh, my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of your righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. Oh, Lord, hear. Oh, Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. Now, while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God, for the holy mountain of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, we know it's an angel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning before being caused to fly swiftly about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me and talked to me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand at the beginning of your supplications. The command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the manner and understand the vision. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, woo, Jesus, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the Prince who is to come shall destroy the city and sanctuary. The city of it shall be with a flood until the end of the war. Desolates are determined. When he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolation, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. And I have a few words for this chapter. And the first is, answer to life's questions. How can I learn to pray effectively? Daniel demonstrates how to pray with both power and when he discovered in the book of Jeremiah that the Babylonian captivity would last 70 years, he fell to his knees and began interceding for his people. He was an intercessor. He was a prophet. He was a prayer warrior. He was everything. And he loved God more than anything. That's the main thing. If you take nothing out of Daniel, take that he loved God and believe that he had and must follow the will of God. And the one thing that Daniel did above all things, he was a prayer warrior. He was a prayer warrior. He prayed and God gave him strength. He didn't walk in fear. He walked in courage and he was strong because he had to be for himself and for his people. And as we get into this word from Dr. Stanley, it says, in Daniel 9, we see a great example of what prayer should be in focus. Its focus is on Almighty God and his character. It includes sincere confession, unselfishness, and dependence on the word of God. Such prayer has great power. In Daniel's case, God sent the angel Gabriel with his answer even before the prophet had completed his supplication. To find God during your own hardship, go to the portal. Daniel knew best. Go to your knees. Model your prayer after Daniel's and model your life after Daniel. 11 and 32, we'll be getting to that shortly. The people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Hallelujah, we got to know God. The Bible tells us the effective, fervent prayer of righteous men, of a righteous man, avails much. And we got that in James chapter 5, verse 16. James did not play. James told us what to do, how to do it. James was powerful. He was the brother of Christ, so you know he had anointing. And this is the one thing that we found in James, just as an overview. Real Christian faith is shown by one's good works. But it goes on to tell us in quotables, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avail much. That is the one thing we know, we got to have fervent prayer. We got to pray without ceasing. We can't be afraid to pray. You know, if somebody says, I need you to pray, be ready in and out of season to pray. Prayer changes life. Prayer changes trajectories. Prayer changes altitude because it changes attitudes. We got to pray and pray for our brothers and sisters because we all fall short of God's glory. We all go through. We all let this little tongue get us talking and saying things we shouldn't say. So we have to ask forgiveness and be willing to forgive. Hallelujah. Because this is what I'm saying again, James 5:16. The fervent, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avail much. That is exactly what we want our prayers to be, especially in crisis. When we meet God's requirements, we can feel confident that he will act in the situation as a result of our earnest prayers. What are those requirements? Requirement one, fervent prayer. Fervent prayers are filled with passion and a strong sense of personal helplessness. They also have a narrow focus on some specific difficulty. Scripture calls the type of prayer laboring fervently. Colossians 4:12, which we read. Whatever you're going through, the knees, and say, God, I give it to you. Whatever your difficulty, give it to God. Requirement two, righteousness. At salvation, we become rightly related to God as his children. He permanently seals us with the Holy Spirit and declares us righteous forever because of our position in Jesus Christ. But the Bible also uses the word righteous to describe a believer's conduct. This means that to be called a righteous person, we must be found in Christ, Philippians 3:9, and make it a habit to obey God, Ephesians 4:1, and Colossians 1:10. If we willingly and knowingly engage in sin, then we do not live righteously, and our prayers will lack power. When the Lord hears the impassioned prayer of a righteous person whose life reflects God's way, Scripture promises that the Holy Spirit will begin his divine work. God responds with great power to the prayers of even one righteous person. Friend, that person can be you. Hallelujah. We got to pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes your life. Daniel 9:26, after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. Only one figure in history fits the time frame of this prophecy, Jesus of Nazareth. He died, was cut off for our sins, not for his own sins, since he never committed any. He was wounded for our transgressions, Isaiah 53:5. When you get a chance, go back and read Isaiah 53. It will change your life. It changed mine. Daniel 10:17, I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them. The Lord told Moses, no man shall see me and live, Exodus 33:20. Paul said, God dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. Did y'all catch that? 1 Timothy 6:16, and yet even God's invisible presence makes men tremble. Yes, it does. Don't play with God. And we're like, well, who did, they saw Jesus, the Son of God, always been with us. He's always been with us since the beginning. Jesus has always been there. Messiah has always been there. He wasn't new when he came into this world. What did he tell his mother and father when they went hunting from him? I was about my father's business, talking to the adults. explaining things to them. Even as a child, he was about his father's business. Then about his father's business. Daniel 13:10-13. And we'll be getting to that in just a second. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. So let's get over here and see what that is talking about. Because understand, Gabriel was on his way, but he had to deal with war. They've been fighting for a long time for us, fighting the Antichrist, fighting his minion, fighting in the spiritual realm for mankind and for our souls. And this is what it says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long, and he understood the message and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of ephod. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. Whew, what a word. He just told you what the angel looked like. And he said, and I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them. So they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palm of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. For I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand, had to humble yourselves before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. When he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face toward the ground, and became speechless. And suddenly one having the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips, opened my mouth, and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, my Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me, and I have retained no strength. For how can this servant of my Lord talk with you, my Lord? As for me, no strength remains in me now, nor is any breath left in me. Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. And he said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong, yet be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight? with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince. Wow. And as we go to this life lesson for 10 and 13, it says the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. We get a small glimpse here of the spiritual realities of unseen warfare that take place around the prayers of God's people. What if Daniel had ceased to pray when he did not immediately get an answer? We are not going to always get a yes and a no from God right away. We are not going to always get what we think we need right away. Everything has a purpose and a reason, and it will come in God's time. Everything comes in God's time. All we have to do is wait. I say again, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for this wonderful word this morning. Daniel chapter 11 and 12. And it says this. Also in the first year of Darius, the Mede, I stood up to confirm and strengthen him. And now I will tell you the truth. Behold, three more kings will arise in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than them, all by his strength. Through his riches, he shall stir up against the realm of Greece. Then a mighty king shall arise, who shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. And when he has arisen, kingdom shall be broken up and divided toward the four winds of heaven, but not among his posterity, nor according to his dominion with which he ruled, for his kingdom shall be uprooted even for others beside these. Also the king of the south shall become strong as well as one of his princes, and he shall gain power over him and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion, and as the end of some years they shall join forces, for the daughter of the king of the south shall go to the king of the north to make an agreement. But she shall not retain the power of her authority, and neither he nor his authority shall stand, but she shall be given up with those who brought her, and with him who begot her, and with him who strengthened her in those times. But from a branch of her roots one shall arise in his place, who shall come with an army, enter the fortress of the king of the north, and deal with them and prevail. And he shall also carry their gods, captives to Egypt with their princesses and their precious articles of silver and gold. And he shall continue more years than the king of the north. Also the king of the north shall come to the kingdom of the king of the south, but shall return to his own land. However, his sons shall stir up strife and assemble a multitude of great forces, and one shall certainly come and overwhelm and pass through. He shall return to his fortress and stir up strife. And the king of the south shall be moved with rage and go out and fight with him, with the king of the north, who shall muster a great multitude. But the multitude shall be given into the hand of his enemy. When he has taken away the multitude, his heart will be lifted up, and he will cast down tens of thousands, but he will not prevail. For the king of the north will return and muster a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come at the end of some years with a great army and much equipment. Now in those times, many shall arise up against the king of the south. Also violent men of your people shall exalt themselves in fulfillment of the vision, but they shall fail. So the king of the north shall come and build a siege mount and take a fortified city. And the forces of the south shall not withstand him. Even his choice troops shall have no strength to resist. But he who comes against him shall do according to his own will, and no one shall stand against him. He shall stand in the glorious land with destruction in his power. He shall also set his face to enter with the strength of his whole kingdom and upright ones with him. Thus shall he do, and he shall give him the daughter of the women to destroy it. But she shall not stand with him or be for him. After this, he shall turn his face to the coastlands and shall take many. But a ruler shall bring the reproach against them to an end, and with the respect removed, he shall turn back to him. Then he shall turn his face toward the fortress of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found. There shall arise in his place one who imposes taxes on the glorious kingdom, but within a few days he shall be destroyed, but not in anger or in battle. And in his place shall arise a vile person to whom they will not give the honor of royalty, but he shall come in peaceably and seize the kingdom by intrigue. With the force of a flood, they shall be swept away from before him and be broken, and also the prince of the covenant. And after the league is made with him, he shall act defiantly, for he shall come up and become strong with a small number of people. He shall enter peacefully, even into the richest places of the province, and he shall do what his fathers have not done, nor his forefathers. He shall disperse, nor his forefathers. He shall disperse among them the plunder, spoil, and riches, and he shall devise his plans against the strongholds, but only for a time. He shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with great army, and the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army, but he shall not stand, for they shall devise plans against him. Yet those who eat of the portion of his delicacies shall destroy him. His army shall be swept away, and many shall fall down slain. But these kings' hearts shall be bent on evil, and they shall speak lies at the same table, but it not be prosper for the end. For it shall not prosper, for the end will still be at the appointed time. While returning to his land with great riches, his heart shall be moved against the holy covenant, so he shall do damage and return to his own land. Appointed time, he shall return and go toward the south, but it shall not be like the former or the latter. For ships from Cyprus shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return in rage against the holy covenant and do damage. And for those just joining us this morning, we are in Daniel chapter 11, verse 30. And continuing in verse 30. So he shall return and show regard for those who forsake the holy covenant. Verse 31 of Daniel chapter 11, and forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abominations of desolation. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many, yet for many days they shall fall by the sword and flames, by captivity and plundering. Now when they fall, they shall be aided with a little help, but many shall join with them by intrigue, and some of those understanding shall fail to refine them, purify them, and make them white until the time of the end, because it is still for the appointed time. Again, nobody knows the day or the time but God. And it goes on to tell us in chapter 11, verse 36, then the king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, little g, shall speak blasphemies against the God of God, and shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished, for what he been determined shall be done. He shall regard neither the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall exalt himself above them all. But in their place he shall honor a God of fortresses and a God which his fathers did not know. He shall honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and strongest fortresses, with a foreign God, which he shall acknowledge and advance its glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many and divide the land for gain. At the time of the end of the king of the south shall attack him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships, and he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through. He shall also enter the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. He shall stand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. He shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt. Also the Libyans and Egyptians shall follow at his heels. But news from the east and the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go out with great fury to destroy and annihilate many. And he shall plant the tents of his palace between the sea and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and no one will help him. Wow. And just going back over a life lesson, Daniel 11 and 32, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Our intimacy with God, his highest priority for our lives, determines the impact of our lives. The better we know and love God, the more exploits we will do, not in our own power, but his. What a word this morning. Wow. And our title is coming out of this last word in Daniel chapter 12. And it says this. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time, for shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book is your name in the book, family. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightest of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this river bank to the man clothed with linen, who was above the waters of the river. How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters, of the river when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times and a half a times, and when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel. For the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of days. Wow. What a word. And I'm just going to go back over this life lesson in chapter 11 and the life lesson in 12. And it says, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And this is what Dr. Stanley says again. Our intimacy with God, his highest priority for our lives, determines the impact of our lives. The better we know and love God, the more exploits we will do, not in our own power, but in his. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall wake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Any hardship that God asks us to endure for his sake will one day seem like nothing in comparison to his reward, Romans 8 and 18, and nothing will be the reward for choosing anything in his place, Matthew 25 and 30. Daniel 12 and 8, although I heard, I did not understand. Are there some Bible passages that confuse you? Join the club. Even the great prophet Daniel couldn't understand some of the visions given to him. Yet what we need to understand, God will help us to understand in his time. And that is the conclusion of Daniel. And it has been a great, great, great word. And I was going to go into Hosea this morning, but God has just put on my heart to wait, because it's a book we need to savor. We need to understand, and we need to get it all into our spirit and soul. So I will be going into our Psalm and our Proverb this morning, and on Sunday we will be in our New Testament word in Hosea. And it says in Psalms 137, 7 through 9, remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation. O daughter of Babylon, who are to be destroyed, happy the one who repays you as you have served us. Happy the one who takes and dashes your little ones against the rock. And this is a word we all need to keep for our children's sake. And this is Proverbs 29:15. The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. And we wonder why we have so much confusion going on with our children today. Because we have let children raise themselves. Parents are too busy trying to be childish. And some are working to provide for their children, but don't have time for their children. And wonder why their children are getting into trouble. Wonder why their children are doing things they shouldn't do. It's because they have no supervision. And we, as the supervisors of our children, you should know every day where your kids are. Even when they get to be grown, where are your children and what are they doing? I'm going to tell you, like we used to say, you better be home before the street light comes on. And you used to wonder in your mind how these people knew everything that you have done, wherever, everywhere you've been, and whose house you've been in, without cell phones. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have iPads, and we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Twitter and TikTok or none of that stuff. But I can tell you one thing. Parents knew where their kids were. And you better know that if you got in trouble at Miss Janet's house, you was going to get in trouble when you got home. And if you got in trouble at school, you better believe you were going to be in trouble when you got home. It wasn't no mamas going up to the schools, cussing out the teachers and the principals and anybody else. No, they got you. And then you explained what happened. And then they went and had a civil conversation at the school. Play that stuff that we play now, all this confusion. It wasn't there because they were doing their best to get us educated in a society that did not like us. Come on now. And you're going through it now, but the parents got to get involved. Don't spare the rod. Because, again, we need to learn this word. Keep it in your arsenal. The rod and rebuke give wisdom. But a child left himself brings shame to his mother. We got to lift up the name of Jesus in our homes and let our children know we don't just talk it, we live it. Psalms 138, 1 through 3. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple. Hallelujah. And praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. Praise the Lord. And that was Proverb 29 and 16. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous will see their fall. Did y'all hear that? Because we see it every day. Such wickedness. Such evil. Such horrible things you see today. Parents keeping their children locked up, chained up, imprisoned. Children being trafficked. Women being trafficked. Come on now. God sees it all. The rich and the powerful thinking they can do anything and everything because they have money and get away with it. But understand, they may get away with something on this earth, but they will not get away with it when they see the Most High God. And it goes on to say, when the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, and it is the truth. But the righteous will see their fall. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And again, our psalm and our proverb. Psalm 138, 4 through 6. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord through the Lord, though the Lord is on high. Yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Hallelujah. Proverbs 29 and 17. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Come on now. Yes, he will give delight to your soul. The thing that was all through the proverb is you cannot be sparing rods. You got to get your children in order. And it starts at home. Get your children in order. Read your word. Study your word. Bring that word into your kids. Let them hear it. Let them, the Lord is good. And watch God work in your life. And in the lives of your family. I thank God for this awesome and mighty book of Daniel that we just read. And as we go in on Sunday, we'll be going in to new books. We'll be in 1 John and we'll be in Hosea in the Old Testament. And we will also, let me get my stuff together here. Finish up. Let me think. We'll be in 1 John and we'll be in Hosea for the Sunday. We will have already read our Psalms and our Proverbs for the weekend. So we will be in 1 John and Hosea on. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Forgive the discombobulation. Dealing with a headache today. But God, I know that all things are going to work for my good because I'm trusting in the Lord, and I pray that you do as well. And again, as the word of God told us this morning from our Daniel word, we got to not be fearful. Fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. Be strong, family, knowing that you are sons and daughters of the Most High God, and you are special, and he loves you, and he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always be there until the end. And remember, prayer changes everything. Pray and pray some more. Pray for those that hurt you. Pray for those that harm you. Pray for those that do not know the Lord, and pray for those that do. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your teachers, your preachers. Pray for the fivefold ministry. Pray that the word of God will permeate airwaves, byways, streetways, everywhere. God's word will go forth because we are at a time of harvest and souls must and need to be saved. Thank you so much, family. I love you to pieces. And before we get out of here, let's get a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And today's gift is this. Good morning. If you are not satisfied with what you have, change what you say. Come on, y'all. The tongue is very powerful, and you can have what you say. Speak life. Have a fruitful Friday. And I say have a faithful Friday. No fear Friday. Know that God is with you. Be strong and courageous. And again, know that that little membrane behind your teeth has power. And I say it again, as the gift said this morning, if you are not satisfied with what you have, change what you say. The tongue is very powerful, and you can have what you speak. Speak life. Have a fruitful Friday. I speak life over all of you. I speak peace over all of you. I speak the joy of the Lord over all of you. And as we say every day, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' powerful and holy name, I pray over you and yours the blessings of Abraham. Be blessed, family, knowing that you are a holy and righteous woman and man of God. You are God's chosen and anointed, and he has a specialness for each of you. Do your assignment and speak life. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. Have a wonderful Saturday, and God willing, and the creek don't rise. Join me on Sunday as we move forward through the word of God. Be blessed. It's a wrap.